Thank you, Roy. Our final news stories include details of a giant obstacle course and a lucky mother aiming to help others. But first, we could soon be seeing an open spaces boost for the city centre.
Norwich is in line for an economic and cultural boost because of controversial road changes and closures, according to the boss of one of the city's biggest stores. And with the area around All Saints Green set to become car-free through the latest work in a multi-million pound traffic shake-up, the council bosses are exploring the potential which a new public open space brings to the city. All Saints Street and part of All Saints Green closed to general traffic as part of the Transport for Norwich project. And while the city centre traffic changes have come in for criticism, Richard Marks, head of the branch of John Lewis, said the shake-up was already reaping benefits. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said the changes to All Saints Green area will create a brand new open space right in the heart of the city, so we're currently exploring all available options about how we can best use that area.
A couple had more to celebrate than most this New Year's Eve after getting engaged in front of hundreds of people. Rhiannon Smith popped the question to her boyfriend Max Little after being invited onto the stage at Open by actor and DJ Craig Charles. The Radio 6 presenter had been performing a DJ set at the Norwich venue for a New Year's Eve party, and the pair, who have been together for 7.5 years, were met with a huge round of applause after Mr. Little said yes.
Older inpatients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital will soon have extra activities to take part in and more people to talk to. A new volunteer support service for inpatients in older people's medicine, that's OPM, has been set up by Marianne Mogridge, OPM volunteer coordinator, which is a new role in the hospital. And from the new year, Mrs. Mogridge will be organising her team of volunteers to provide assistance for older short-term and long-term patients. The team will provide older people with someone to talk to, and will give patients a choice of activities to increase well-being, to relieve anxiety, and therefore promote a faster recovery. This initiative will be an enhancement of the established volunteer services in place at the hospital, including dementia support and one settling in service. Staff, families, or carers will be able to request volunteer support for a patient, or the patient can ask themselves. Mrs. Mogridge will be working on 8 wards and will act as a bridge between volunteers and the clinical staff.
Could you tumble, bounce and slide your way to victory on the world's largest inflatable obstacle course? Thousands are expected to take up the challenge when Gung Ho transforms Earlham Park into a 5-kilometre circuit this September. Europe's tallest inflatable slide, the Thriller, will form the centrepiece when the course comes to Norfolk for the first time this year. The 5-storey high slide will be one of 10 obstacles to conquer at Gung Ho, seriously fun 5 kilometres at Earlham Park in Norwich on Saturday, September the 16th. The event was dreamed up by CBeebies presenter Alex Winters just 3 years ago, and now he has chosen East Anglia as one of the stops on the nationwide tour. This year, Norwich is the 13th stop on a 14-date tour of the UK, with obstacles including a huge inflatable ball pit, climbing wall and foam-filled labyrinth, as well as huge vertical drops and an inflatable gauntlet set to feature.
An appeal to build a hospice for children with life-threatening conditions has been boosted by a donation from the Freemasons. Francis of Lorraine Lodge, number 6906, based in Norwich, donated £1,000 to the East Anglia Children's Hospices, that's called EACH, the EACH Nook Appeal, which is hoping to raise £10 million for the hospice. The £1,000 was part of a £6,000 donated to 10 charities, which included Norfolk Carers Support and Norfolk Deaf Association, and was raised at its charity giving night. Richard Pryor, Deputy Provincial Communications Officer for the Lodge, said that these occasions give us the chance to hear how the money benefits the good work of the beneficiaries, and we hope that they get a better deal, understanding of what we do in return.
A young mum who feels lucky to be alive after developing a life-threatening condition is raising money for the charity which helped her recover. Rachel Wilde from Juniper Way, Taverham, received emergency treatment in March 2015 for sepsis at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, just 11 days after having her baby son, Rowan. The 26-year-old experienced severe flu-like symptoms, including shivering and a high temperature, and was told that if she had waited another 12 hours for medical treatment, she could have died. Mrs. Wilde took 6 months to recover, but had to be treated for extreme sepsis again at the NNN in October. To say thank you to the UK Sepsis Trust, which provided valuable support, Mrs. Wilde and her husband, Aaron, 28, are tackling a 25-kilometre charity trek in the Welsh Brecon Beacons on June the 3rd and 4th this year. Each year, 150,000 people in Britain are affected by sepsis and 44,000 die from it. Mrs. Wilde, who was not previously aware of the condition, added that it was simple and quick to treat with antibiotics. She has since become a nursing assistant and believes awareness should be improved among healthcare professionals and more publicity should be given to sepsis and its symptoms. She said that as well as spreading the message about the condition, the UK Sepsis Trust provided much-needed support for her after the second time she developed sepsis.
New data shows that a record 96.5% of beaches are designated bathing water quality, including all those in Norfolk and Suffolk. That's good news for the intrepid swimmers who braved the cold North Sea for the traditional New Year's Day swims. Chairman of the Environment Agency, Emma Howard Boyd, said swimmers celebrating the New Year by braving the cold to take a dip are enjoying water much cleaner than decades ago. In 2017, we'll be asking everyone to help make a resolution to keep water at beaches pollution-free. Water quality was tested at 413 beaches and lakes in summer 2016. A record 96.5% passed the toughest standards. We advise all swimmers take care when open water swimming in cold water, especially after heavy rain, which can temporarily impact on water quality.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. At the end of this recording, you will have some information on the nature trail that Mark Smith of the NNAB has been promoting. When you're finished with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365, that's 01603 765 365, or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk.